The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
With the recent success of Alex Dunn, the Netflix series Drive to Survive, and the Formula One movie with Brad Pitt, motor racing is back in vogue. So we decided to send Henry McKean to Mondello Park, and he joins us now. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
How'd you get on?
Well, it was exhilarating. And Mondello, it's been there. It opened up in 1968. Before that, racing took place on closed public roads, so safety was becoming a bit of an issue. I got to meet up with Leo Nutley from Mondello. He's a commentator and a manager. And we had a fascinating tour of the car museum, which they actually plan to extend soon.
This is the Martin Bourain collection. Martin Bourain is the guy that saved Mondello Park from the banks back in the mid-80s, and this was his collection. He also owned Lola Cars. He saved them as well when they went into bankruptcy, brought them back, built it up into a very profitable company, and had a personal collection of cars, and he stored them here. We're just walking along Lola, a lot of the Lola cars. Really, you're seeing the evolution of Lola cars right up to the Indy cars. Nigel Mansell's Indy car there, set up for the ovals, very little downforce, tiny little front and back wings. That would do a lap at like 230, 240 miles an hour. There's the 1960s version, just for a massive contrast. No aerodynamics. They hadn't really discovered aerodynamics back then. Hadn't really discovered safety back then. When you look at it, it's a little bit scary. You know, there's not that much driver protection. Driver probably sitting a little bit too far forward. That was all fixed by the time they got to Nigel Mansell's era. So then the NASCARs. NASCAR is a massively popular sport in America, but actually worldwide as well. Huge sponsors, household names, and Martin Bourain, who again the gentleman we spoke about who owned and rebuilt Mondello Park, had a team, and he was the first ever non-American to have a NASCAR team, which is pretty impressive. So he had two NASCARs running under Team Ireland with some very impressive sponsors, like one of them Die Hard the film, but that was Die Hard 1, so you can only imagine back in the day. Almost everything in here still drives, and if it doesn't, there's a plan to have them still driving, which is great. So we get out, we get to stretch the legs, and our sporting director, Ian Beattie, a very safe pair of hands, so he gets to go to the Goodwood Festival of Speed. And at the weekend, we just had our biggest event of the year, the Mondello Park Carol Nash Historic Festival, and some of these cars were demonstrated, and they go out on track every year. So yes, they're driven in anger. You can almost smell those NASCARs by looking at them and see the battle scars on the side of them from the 1980s. We had five-time Grand Prix winner John Watson here. We had David Kennedy, another Grand Prix driver. Derek Daly, a household name in the 70s and 80s. He was fantastic. David Coulthard, they said he might drop in. He was absolutely fantastic. He met fans. He signed autographs. He did an interview with me. Met kids, signed T-shirts. He was absolutely wonderful. But the biggest draw of all was Alex Dunn. Alex Dunn is this sensation who's on the cusp of a Formula One career. And it would seem that he's not just a really good Irish driver or going to be a really good racing car driver. He could be a little bit special and absolutely world-class. A lot of people think we've got a future world champion. We support him financially. He was here all weekend and he got mobbed.
And the thing is, Alex Dunn, as you said, he got mobbed. Is it, you could say, the rise or the fact that Formula One is popular again for a number of reasons, the movie, the Netflix series?
Yeah, you're spot on, Henry. It's interesting you say that, because once Drive to Survive came out, we have a lot of experiences down here. So you can come down here, you can drive a Porsche, you can drive a Ferrari, you can drive a lot of different cars you can drive. When Drive to Survive came out, our single-seater experience took off. It overtook the Porsche experience and the Ferrari experience. It became our bestseller overnight because of that. People are all interested in Formula One. People that never had an interest talking about it. It's absolutely wonderful. Obviously, the Brad Pitt film and stuff like that keeping going. But I think what Drive to Survive showed, like any sport, move back down the grid a little bit. Did you know that it was so important to some teams to finish fifth? I'm a motorsport nerd. I didn't know that, no. You see them in the garage hoping they're going to get it, finish fifth for points, for money to keep them going. It's great, you know, and it gave you an insight into how hard everybody works in the team.
Okay, so that was Leo Nutley. Is he really known as Nut Nutley? I suppose he is. It's almost inevitable. Anyway, Henry, can anyone at all drive a racing car around Mondello?
Yeah, you can. You just basically log on to their website, mondellopark.ae, and they've got lots of different driving experiences. You do need a valid driving license. But even if you're 13 and up, you can actually go on an electric Opel with no license. They offer that service too. And the simulators, they've got Porsches. We talked about Formula experiences there. They've also got Formula cars, Audi R8 supercars. They've got Golf GTIs, loads of different cars they have. They do corporate events as well. They've got great five-star facilities I got to look at. I got to meet this lady who went on one of their Porsche experiences.
Hi, I'm Alice Girvan. I'm from Cabinteely.
So, Alice, you've just driven a Porsche. How did you get on?
Great. I lapped everybody on the track, so I was delighted with myself. So yeah, it was a wonderful experience. Really hit the accelerator hard and took the corners, and it was great fun.
How fast did you go?
Oh, actually, you know what? I was so busy looking at the road, I didn't even look at the speedometer.
And did you brake on the corner, or did you just went
when I was meant to? Yeah, when I was told to. There's markers on the track where it says brake, so I went hard on the accelerator until I saw the brake, and then I broke.
And do you love sports cars? Do you love motor racing? Do you love speed?
I love speed, but I'm more onto the vintage car scene. I have a Volkswagen Karmann Ghia in 1968. So I'm used to seeing an awful lot of the old 911s and 912s from the old vintage scene.
Would you like to have your own Porsche in real life?
The plan is, in retirement, a 1970s 911. So an SE engine.
So one day.
One day. I have to save for it.
Now, Henry, you yourself, you put on a helmet and you got behind the wheel. How did you get on?
Pat, I did. I actually started in a Golf GTI, and obviously I've driven a Golf, but not a GTI. This is why they're so expensive. It's basically a rally car looking like a normal car. That was my training. And then I moved on to something way, way faster. It was the new Audi R8 4.3-litre, 400 horsepower, in a bright, luminous green. And I had a 24-year-old instructor, Finn Gillespie. He brought me out onto the track.
Finn, I'm sweating. I feel like a petrol head. It's so hot in here.
We're onto the main straight now, so you can unleash the beast.
So I really have put my foot to the pedal here. Okay.
Keep going, go on, keep it down, there you go. And now you can brakes, brakes, brakes.
Jesus, brakes. That's scary.
No time to rest on the track, is there?
No rest for the wicked.
Off the power,
sorry.
All the way left.
You're I lost okay. my concentration.
Keep going.
I think it. That's the scariest thing about rally cars is concentration, and we are absolutely belting it.
There you go.
We're and belting
brakes
it.
Now. So brakes, that's it. On the power again, on the power again, that's it. And stay left and brakes into the slow bit. That's it. Off the brakes, turn up the hill and back on the accelerator now, Henry.
I'm sweaty Betty. Here we go.
That's it. Keep going now. Keep going. That's it. Keep the shoe in all the way.
Oh, jeez. I just naturally brake for no reason there.
Good on the brakes here. That's it. We're coming all the way left.
Oh, there's a car. There's a Ferrari ahead
of us. Are you going to catch him?
I'm going to try.
Keep going, keep going, keep going, that's it, keep going, and brake.
Oh my God!
You're going to get him on the brakes here now, I think, so stay on the brake,
yes.
And off the brake, turn.
Off the brake.
And in, power on now, accelerate.
I don't want to crash into the Ferrari.
You're okay, we'll overtake him, don't worry. Off the power, come left all the way, and accelerate.
But we've got hundreds of thousands
keep
of euros
going,
of cars
going.
Here.
That's what I'm here for, keep going. All the way now, keep going, don't be worried about him. That's it, little bit of brakes here, off the brake, turn in, okay? And if we get too close, he's going to give us an indicator, okay? So keep going, and don't brake here, we're just going to coast, turn in, back on the accelerator now, accelerating in, and you stay to the right-hand side there, Henry, I think we're going to get a move on here.
We can overtake him.
Yeah, go for it, keep
sure?
going, yeah, all the way around the outside, keep going, that's it, keep going.
I can't believe I've just overtaken a Ferrari.
You've just gone around the outside of him, can you believe that? Keep going, you got to make it stick. That's it, on the power now,
on the power, on the corner.
Accelerate, go on. You're well able, keep going.
And I was going to say, can we open the window? Of course we can't, we'll lose aerodynamics.
Oh yeah, 100%. We need that full top speed, you know.
And they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. 24-year-old Finn Gillespie tutoring you, Henry. I've tried this years ago. I drove a Formula Ford there.
You have?
And I managed to spin the Formula Ford at the top. Just when you take the elbow onto the straight.
Yes.
I spun it
you
there.
You spun it.
I put the foot down and it just went round and round and round.
And were you okay? Dizzy?
I was. I was just left like an Aegis.
And it wasn't written off, no?
No, it wasn't written off. It was perfect. And then I raced in a so-called celeb race.
Oh, wow.
I was driving around Renault 5 and the winner of the race was Brendan Grace, the late Brendan Grace, who was driving what used to be called a Datsun. It was a Nissan.
Oh, it's a Nissan now.
Anyway, it was great fun.
Most exhilarating.
Anyway, you left your GTI and got into a Ferrari. What was that like?
I've never actually got into a Ferrari before. It did blow my mind. I once visited the Ferrari world in Abu Dhabi, didn't actually get into a moving or drive one. And also, I went to Legoland and they have like a Ferrari section where you can build a Ferrari out of Lego. But I actually got into a real one and I went out with my 24-year-old instructor, Finn Gillespie, in the Ferrari.
I can smell
fumes and sparks and fire. It feels like Halloween. I mean, it's something else.
Before you start getting lightheaded with the fumes, I think we better get going. So we'll turn the key in the ignition on the car.
Turn the key, okay.
Yeah. Yes. And then put your right foot in the brake, right, and I think we're going to just hit the start button there. Hold it down for me, yeah.
Oh my God, okay, that's the brake there. Yeah. This thing is an animal.
Yeah.
It's like a wild beast. You
it
expect me to drive this wild beast?
We're going to tame it. We're going to tame it.
Look at this thing. Like, what is it? It's like a wild horse.
It's a prancing horse. That's exactly what it is.
It is. I nearly said something sexist and I held back. So I take my foot off the brake and we've got, let me just find the accelerator.
Yeah.
The accelerator for the people listening or listening at home, the accelerator's like this fine tuned little small accelerator, but it goes extremely fast. This goes at 220 miles per hour, which is over 300 kilometers per hour. It's very, very fast. So I'm starting up and again, I'm very wary that I'm basically driving about roughly about a quarter of a million.
Stay onto the right hand side coming out of this corner, that's it. And keep going, and as you come up to here, we're just gonna give it a lift, turn all the way left, and start feeding the accelerator back on there, all the way now, Henry, all the way. I want you to hear it scream.
Ooh.
Keep going.
Oh my God. This is proper.
Back into the corner.
Rally driving now.
A bit more power now.
Bit more power.
That's it.
Here
in
the Ferrari.
And we're going to stay to the left.
Stay to the left.
Brake up the hill.
On
the power now. Accelerate uphill. Accelerate. Yeah, all the way.
Yes,
all the way. Keep going. Go.
Full power now.
Listen to that.
I can't even reach the flats because it goes so fast. I'm trying to get to the bottom of the accelerator and I can't reach it.
And brake. That's it, off the brake now, turn in, back on the accelerator.
Sorry, I'm driving like a granny. I'm driving the Ferrari like a granny, and no offence to the grannies out there.
So, Henry, you kept going in the Ferrari.
I did, and then we went full throttle.
Full throttle all the way here, all the way down the straight. Don't stop until I say. Keep going, and brake.
Oh my God, that's the fastest I've ever driven.
Stay on the brake.
I don't even know what speed I was going at.
Off the brake, turn in, back on the power. You're just over 170 kilometers an hour there.
It felt a lot faster.
All the way left, back in on the accelerator now. Back in on the accelerator. Keep going. All the way.
I know people are going to post in and say they've gone faster on the M50, which is against the law.
Keep the shoe in all the way down here now, Henry. Keep going. That's it. And brakes, nice and wide on the brake. That's it. Hold. Off the brake, turn in. Back on the accelerator.
Turn in. And I'm sorry, I admit it, Finn. I am scared of this Ferrari. The power it can do, the speed it can do, the fact that I need to be responsible. But how can you be responsible with a car that's like a toy?
Excellent, Henry. Absolutely flying. That's it. Off the brake, turn in.
What's that squeaky sound?
That's just brakes, not quite up to temperature yet, but okay. Don't worry, we'll get them there.
Well, I have to say, that was sensational.
You managed to keep it flat from the exit of the last corner all the way down to the first corner, which, you know, a lot of people tend to tuken out of. They lift off a little bit early and stuff like that. But also, not only that, there was a great improvement in, you know, your confidence on track and, you know, your awareness of where to position the car. From start to finish, there was a huge improvement between, you know, car positioning, brake points and turn-in points. There was just a general improvement all around.
Well, Finn, I have to say, once I found my balls, and again, you know, ladies have balls too, and ladies can do this here at Mondello Park. It's not every day I can say I drove a Ferrari, and that's the first time I've ever driven a Ferrari. And if I win the EuroMillions, I'm going to buy one.
I don't blame you.
So ladies have balls too, Henry?
They do. Bigger balls than we have.
Anyway, you had a great day out.
It was brilliant. And, you know, lots of tribute was paid to the late Eddie Jordan that did so much for Mondello and for Jordan Formula One and Ireland Inc. Mm. And like just a couple of stories from my early days in Ireland. We were at Dorky Island Hotel, which are now flats. And this helicopter came down and had a registration number, Irvine 1. And my mum went up to, it was Eddie Irvine, and said, "Oh, you've done well. You've done well for such a young man. How did you make your money?" And he just said, "A bit of this, bit of that." And he was wearing, at the time he was with Ferrari, he was wearing a Ferrari leather jacket. And again, I bumped into Eddie Irvine's dad, Edmund, on an island in Fiji. And we ended up having loads to drink together and drinking kava and having the crack. So great memories of those glory years of Ireland and Formula One.
Henry McKean revealing his inner petrol head. Henry, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.